$15.4 million. That's how much Mattson has agreed to pay for what's been called one of the biggest environmental disasters in state history. The massive spill nearly 2 years ago resulted in the death of 26,000 fish and other marine life. It also killed tens of thousands of coral, many of which will likely take years, if not decades, to recover.
This really was a widespread decimation.
Doug Chin is the state's attorney general. He says the $15.4 million settlement is one of the largest payments for an environmental violation in Hawaii's history.
It sends a message that Hawaii is going to take environmental incidents very, very seriously.
$5.9 million of the total will reimburse the state for cleanup costs and expenses, including nearly $2 million in legal fees alone. It will also help support a conservation conference next year and help regrow a coral nursery on Oahu.
The coral nursery will grow the same amount of coral that was damaged.
The remaining $9.5 million will pay for the removal of molasses equipment at Honolulu Harbor and a tank farm that was used to store the sticky substance. As part of the agreement, Chin says Mattson will end its molasses operations in the state.
That will ensure, to our minds, that no molasses ever harms this harbor again and causes the damage that it did.
In an emailed statement, Mattson President and CEO Matt Cox says environmental stewardship is a core value for the shipping company. He called the 2013 spill a blow to all of us at Mattson and said while he can't take back what happened, the company has done its best to make it right. The EPA is currently reviewing the state's settlement to decide if the agency will pursue further legal action. Molly Solomon for HPR News.